dispatching. To whet your ego's appetite, its willingness to explore its very own co-pilot seat, sitting close right next to soul, let me offer this. Every time higher consciousness, that is, benevolent wisdom emanating from a more expansive vantage than human consciousness, wishes to gently or extensively shift the human story's plot, it dispatches someone. It sends a cue to a particular person. It endeavors to communicate with them via subtle energy signals through their faculty of intuition. When a person successfully receives their cues, meaning they are attentive and therefore they notice their intuition, discern it, heed it, and recognize the results of it, naturally asking for more, this dispatching is precisely on track. When a person is sent a cue and they either hesitate unduly or they completely disregard it, the cue must be redesigned for now time and now relevance a few moments or days or even weeks later and be redispatched to another worthy candidate. This is how we speed up or slow down human awakening. It is like a phenomenal masterboard with a mind-blowingly intricately orchestrated wisdom council overseeing it. Each time we receive, discern, and accurately follow our cues, we advance human consciousness. We accelerate humanity out of suffering and into harmony, health, unity, and light. Each time we disregard or block our cues, we halt humanity's evolution. We obstruct its survival. We ourselves contribute to taking it down. No one but us is sinking or floating this ship. This is neither a rescue mission from stellar consciousness beyond humanity, nor is it a human-only operation. This is a co-creation with God, the most death-defying co-creation since the dawn of humankind. Following your cues moves us collectively towards thrival, our ultimate state of dynamic well-being. Blocking your cues moves us collectively towards extinction. Which do you choose?